Today we get to slow down a little in Romans chapter 3, as we've been taking some large chunks for our sermon summaries. We finished the last sermon summary with God displayed publicly as a propitiation in his blood through faith, verse 25 of chapter 3. And he continues on and explains this was to demonstrate his righteousness. So if there is ever a question of God's upright dealings with mankind, it can be answered by the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. It says, because in the forbearance of God, or in other words, he patiently bore under, he passed over the sins previously committed. So he passed over them. He did not ignore them, nor did he sweep them under a rug. He did not place them on the animals either. Hebrews 10:3-5 says, but in those sacrifices there is a reminder of sins year by year, for it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Therefore, when he comes into the world, he says, sacrifice and offering you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. So what does it mean? What does it mean when he passed over? It means he patiently waited and stored up the sin to be placed upon the final sacrificial lamb, Jesus Christ. And verse 26 says, for the demonstration, I say, of his righteousness at the present time. So this act of righteousness is proper and is also demonstrated in this way, so that he would be just. He's perfectly just all the time, in all ways, even when we don't understand, and not necessarily according to our own man-made standards. He is just according to who he is, God, according to his word. He's also not only just, he himself is the justifier. So this demonstration of his righteousness at the present time, it makes him just and the justifier. He is the one who makes his people just, and not only them, he is the one with the right to declare righteous. He is the only righteous one to give righteousness of the one who has faith in Jesus. So who does he justify? He justifies not the doer of the law. No, he justifies those who have faith. Not faith in good works, not faith in religion, not faith in family heritage, not faith in a man-made Jesus, not faith in a vague man-made God, not faith in your money, not faith in standards, not faith in church attendance, but faith in Jesus Christ, the righteous one, the crucified one, the buried one, the resurrected one, the one and only Son of God, God in human flesh. I want to read from Luke 23, then they brought him to the place Golgotha, which is translated place of a skull. They tried to give him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it, and they crucified him and divided his garments among themselves, casting lots for them to decide what each man should take. It was the third hour when they crucified him. The inscription of the charge against him read, the King of the Jews. The worst part is yet to come. Verse 33, when the sixth hour came, darkness fell over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is translated, my God, why have you forsaken me? In Acts chapter 2, Peter says, this man delivered over by the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God, you nailed to a cross by the hands of godless men and put him to death. But God raised him up again, putting an end to the agony of death, since it was impossible for him to be held in its power. God, from before the creation of the world, had a plan to redeem sinful mankind to himself, that the Son of God would take on flesh and die on that cross and take your sins upon his shoulders. And you may be saved if you would simply call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you see, God is righteous. He never sweeps sin under the rug, but rather he provided salvation for mankind through the most horrifically beautiful act of love. God eternal, giving himself to be humbled to the grave, to get back those who rebelled against him. And therefore, God is always just. This is a demonstration of God's righteousness as he passed over the sins previously committed and placed all the sin upon Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, as he made propitiation upon that cross.